News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. officials are telling AP the fighter jet pilots who were scrambled yesterday to intercept a business jet when it flew over Washington reported the pilot appeared to be slumped over and unresponsive. Sagar Magani on what the National Security Council is saying.
The NSC's John Kirby says after 9/11,
Operation Noble Eagle was stood up.
A way of policing sensitive airspace. If a pilot wanders into it, they get a radio call to leave.
99 times out of 100, that's all it takes.
That didn't work this time, so the Pentagon scrambled six F-16s. Two from Joint Base Andrews intercepted the Cessna first.
Which is why people here in the district area heard a sonic boom. They had to break the sound barrier to get up to speed.
Kirby says the pilot did not respond to radio calls or flares. The entire time, the White House and Pentagon were getting real-time updates from the F-16 pilots.
Just a classic textbook response.
One, Kirby says, ended tragically for four people and their families.
We need to keep them front and center.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A group of approximately 20 migrants arrived in Sacramento on a private flight this morning. That followed the arrival of 16 from South America on Friday. California's attorney general says the state of Florida appears to have coordinated the travel. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other state officials are saying nothing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Busing or flying migrants around the country without any coordination with the federal government, we've talked about this, state or local officials as well, is dangerous and unacceptable.
Fighting is raging in several sections of the front line in Ukraine. Russia and a Moscow-appointed official in an occupied part of Zaporizhia province claim their forces are repelling the Ukrainians. But some pro-Kremlin military bloggers paint a different picture. And back in this country, the Louisiana Senate has passed a bill banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender youths. This is AP News. Charles Deledesma reports Prince Harry was a no-show on day one of his courtroom showdown with the publisher of the Daily Mirror newspaper.
Harry's lawyer said the Duke of Sussex would be unavailable to testify following opening statements because he'd taken a flight from Los Angeles after the birthday of his two-year-old daughter Lilibet.
The judge was not happy. And AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports some classic TV memorabilia has been sold at auction.
Heritage Auction says the bar featured on the TV show Cheers sold for $675,000, while the set from The Tonight Show featuring Johnny Carson went for $275,000. They were part of a collection amassed by a former comedy writer who gave up his dream of creating a museum to house them. The Batman and Robin costumes worn by Adam West and Burt Ward in the 1960s TV series Batman sold for $615,000. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Thanks for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.